It's time for Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management. Here's your host, Randy Martinson.
Well, it appears that the grain markets are in a transition. We have been seeing the markets driven by weather and by war. Now we're starting to lose a little bit of the weather impact. We'll talk about the markets after this break.
The crop is planted and off growing. This has been another year of adjustments due to a challenging spring. Will a summer weather scare help push prices to hedge able levels? Will export demand increase with the signing of trade deals? Should I buy hail insurance? With all of the change and uncertainty, have you adjusted your marketing plan? Let Martinson Agri-Risk Management help you manage your risk from buying hail insurance to selling grain. The professionals at Martinson Agri-Risk Management will help you make the best decision for your operation.
War and weather have been the major driving factors for the grains over the last month, and we've seen higher closes all the way up until the end of June, until this week, where this will be the first week where we see lower closes. Overall, like I said, the war and weather have been the major driving factors. It appears weather is starting to fade its ability to hold the grains, though, as weather forecasts are starting to call for a little bit more moderate heat as we go into August, and a little bit more better chances for rain. The next 5 to 6 days look like we should see some pretty good soaker as far as the Corn Belt is concerned. We'll see if that develops, as the rain was a little bit more disappointing for the Northern Plains and the Western Corn Belt on Thursday, as that system was more of a hit-and-miss rain system than it was a general rain. That will continue to keep some stress on the Northern Plains and the Western Corn Belt, and it will appear that conditions could see another drop as far as Monday's crop ratings are concerned. But we are also watching the war, especially the one that is going on between Ukraine and Russia, as Ukraine has successfully taken out two of Russia's major export ports. It appears that about 40% of Russia's export capacity has been hampered by some sort of drone attack from Ukraine. And that has taken out their facilities, which is going to severely hamper their ability to move grain in the short term. That might bring a little bit of demand towards the U.S., and that has helped to support the wheat market. Overall, war continues to be a major driving factor for the commodity markets at this point. Weather is starting to become a little less of a factor, but it's all going to be dependent on the next 5 to 7 days, depending on what kind of rain falls in the Corn Belt.
You've been listening to Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management.